Hello, my gorgeous lovebirds. Welcome back to another episode of Magic here on the Lauren of Love podcast. I'm really excited to be here with you guys today. I have my morning matcha, my cozy robe, my slippers, and a little snuggle buddy pup next to me as I'm dropping in with you guys to record an impromptu episode. I feel like lately I've been really reflecting on the stories we tell ourselves around entrepreneurship and launch strategy, and how there are a lot of people in the online space who really kind of give off this perspective, I guess, or this like point of view or perception that, like, hey, you have to, during your launches, you have to be really perfect. You have to talk about your program all the time. You can only talk about your program. That's the only thing that you should be showing up to share about. And you got to be laser focused, and you have to be really on point, very high vibe, in a great energy, beautiful in all your photos, and just really inspiring. And so, hey, guess what? If life's getting in the way, if you're having difficult life experiences, if you're feeling off, if you're feeling sad, but you're in launch mode, you can't talk about those things. You gotta be all about the business. Now, I don't know. This isn't something that anybody's ever said directly, but if you are an entrepreneur out there and you've been going through these launch processes of, opening doors to a program and then feeling kind of like a wave of maybe emotional stuff, or life happens and things get in the way and unexpected things manifest. It's really just be real. Sometimes it's hard to like hold it all together. So I've been reflecting on this because if you are in my world, you know that this is the enrollment period for my signature group coaching program for entrepreneurs. It's called the Wild Wealthy Feminine. And in that program, I really guide entrepreneurs through healing the emotional and energetic blocks that have been preventing success, while also sharing my strategic practices around things like niche and sales and marketing and copy and all this stuff. And it's a really beautiful, comprehensive, all-inclusive program, right? For all the pieces that are really important to building a successful business. But if you've also have followed me for a long time, you know that I don't play by the rules that everybody plays by. And I really believe that in building a wild and wealthy feminine business, I not only have a responsibility to show up authentically and vulnerably, but like I have a responsibility to dictate the rules of the game. So let me like just explain this for a minute. Like, if you resonate with what I said before about the stories that we see around launches, right? Maybe for you, that's like, yeah, I think that in order to be really successful, I have to be really beautiful and blonde and thin and blue-eyed. And if I'm not all those qualities, then nobody's going to follow my stuff. And I'm not marketable enough and not beautiful enough. And like nobody will buy. Maybe for you, that's a point of view that has been established through the lens of insecurity that you carry, right? We all have a lens of insecurity, but maybe now through that perspective and that point of view, you've created this rule, this non-negotiable subconscious rule that says, I can't have success because I'm not this person who looks this way, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not beautiful enough, or I'm not like these other people, therefore I can't have this success. And we do this to ourselves, where we like analyze and separate and kind of give meaning to what we see in a negative way. Like, you can look on social media and also at the same time through the very same social media app be like, wow, look at all this evidence for why I can do what I want to do. Look at all these people who are doing what I want to do. But we can also look at social media and say, look at all these people doing what I want to do. That's why I can't. And so, for me, just kind of circling back to this concept, we all have these rules, right? These subconscious rules that can kind of limit us. And they're stories. They're not really actually truths, because our world of social media is so subjective, and it's so, I want to use the word nuance, but like, there's just so many different points of view to see in social media. You know this if you've ever been down a news media rabbit hole on social media with something going on in the world. There's just all these different perspectives and points of view. And what's really important in your journey of entrepreneurship is that you identify with awareness what rules you've been walking around with that haven't actually been creating the safe landscape for you to succeed. And for me, having this rule that like my launches need to be a certain way and I can only talk about my program and I can only talk about why the program's great and why you should enroll in the program. I mean, look, y'all know, right? The Wild Wealthy Feminine is no joke. I have clients who have gone through that program who are making more money than they've ever made before. And it's so cool. Women who never even had clarity around their businesses are now showing up with their ideal client mapped out and understood. I have students who have been on the entrepreneur path trying for a long time who are now after the program being able to thrive. It's just an incredible process. So like I know that the right people are going to come into that program. And if I tell myself a story that I can only talk about my program when I'm launching, I'm going to feel so restricted. I'm going to feel so icky. I'm going to feel so stuck. And like lately, the last couple of days, I've been wanting to talk to you guys about just kind of everything that's moving through in my field and what I've been learning and what I've been navigating. Because this is, while we are in launch mode and we literally close doors on Monday, you have like a week, less than a week now to join, right? It's Thursday as we release this episode. There's just been so much happening and moving through my life. And I think this is also an interesting point to share. A little bit of like vulnerable personal stuff for me is that the day that the doors opened for this program for open enrollment a week and a half ago, I took a trip to New York City to go visit somebody who I love really dearly, who was in a terrible motor cycle accident, who's now she's in between being a paraplegic and a quadriplegic. And it's just, it was a lot of heavy energy. And I was so sad and I was moving through so much grief and I was trying to process all of that. And, you know, I share that and speak to that because I think that part of being a successful entrepreneur is embracing the awareness, or even like being a successful mother or being a successful light worker or healer or mentor or even a partner. Like, to be successful in how you serve others, you have to hold and have the ability to hold duality. And this is about understanding that, like, yeah, your life isn't going to be perfect and you're not going to have everything move perfectly all the time in your life. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have emotionally hard things sometimes. You're going to have difficult things to navigate. So how do you navigate that? Do you tell yourself a story that those hard things shouldn't be there? Because that's going to spiral you out and make you feel shame and guilt, confusion, annoyance, self-hate, all the things. Or are you going to take a minute and say, okay, like, how do I hold this? I'm strong enough to hold duality. I can hold multiple things. I don't have to be this person that can only hold the good, right? I can hold the challenges. I can hold the emotional heaviness. I can hold the difficulties. And holding the difficulties doesn't mean that I can't also hold joy at the same time. So I've been navigating that throughout this launch, and it's been so interesting and just really beautiful to kind of rewrite these rules of like what I thought I, you know, or what I subconsciously believed. And just on that note, let me just sip some matcha here. One final piece of conversation for anybody who is in the entrepreneurial path, who is pursuing their business, their mission, their dream. You have to understand that, like, when you open up the doors for enrollment, you are also opening up the doors for an entire emotional initiation and spiritual process. And please have that approach in your entrepreneur journey, because you're opening up the energetic channels to receive and to call in people. And it's a very sacred experience to open those doors I'm getting chills as I'm talking about it. Like, it's just such an important thing to take to approach with reverence, right? And to be like, okay, this isn't a game of making money. This is a sacred process. I'm opening doors to receive people. And as you're doing that, you're opening up the doors for your heart as well. And if you're doing that in a way where you're prioritizing your growth and you're prioritizing your own personal study of self, you're going to get hit with, obstacles, challenges, confusions, overwhelms, a little bit of those emotional roller coasters, doubt, fear. It's like, these things are going to rise to the surface as you launch and put things out there because spirit and the universe is like, all right, you ready? Let's do it. Let's heal. Let's go. Right. I have so many crazy launch stories I could tell you of just like the times where I was so doubtful, the times where I was so confident and nothing happened. I could tell you the stories about the times where we launched and my poor, beautiful baby pup passed away and I had to navigate that hardship in the middle of everything. Like, it's okay, right? It's okay to be a human and also run a business. I think that's just what I'm going to say in closing. And part of the Wild Wealthy Feminine method is about deprogramming those belief systems that you can't be that. And if you're here and you're not creating the success you want, you're not creating the wealth you want, you're not creating the outcomes you want, guess what? You probably have some subconscious rules that are counterintuitive to your soul alignment. Like, my soul alignment is vulnerability, authenticity, truth. But if I have rules that say I'm going to be rejected for my vulnerability, I'm not going to create a successful business, right? If I have rules that say it's not safe to show up and be myself when authentically my soul alignment wants to be myself, I'm going to have this conflict. And so, this is why I say business is a spiritual game. It's here to heal you. So, enough about that. This is kind of just the overhead view. Please, if you're feeling called, come join the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. It is phenomenal. It is like one of the best things I've ever created. It's 6 weeks. It's a really deep study on healing all the emotional stuff that is maybe stopping you or keeping you smaller in your entrepreneurial timeline. And then we also work on those strategic elements in our live coaching calls that are all recorded. And so for more information, just go to, drumroll please, laurenoflove.com/wild. I think you might know that by now, but I just want to say it. All right. So with that, let me just also say that this episode that we're diving into today, I want to really talk about the decision to be successful. And this is something that's been feeling really aligned for me in this season of my life because I'm getting ready. I've made a really big decision to go back to Peru at the end of November. So for the first 2 weeks of December, I'm actually going to be in the jungle, back doing my dieta with ayahuasca and Noyarao. If you've listened to those previous episodes on the podcast, they're super juicy. You can go check them out. But yeah, I made a decision, and whew, man, it was like I didn't really feel that that decision was being made until I took an action. Like, I said I was going to go, and then when I put my deposit down, I was like, all right, this is the action. I can feel it, but you can get your deposit back, so that doesn't really count. And then I made the decision and I booked my flight, and I was like, oh, this is it. This feels like I made the decision. Boom. And then after that, everything's just been feeling really challenging and intense because I made the choice and now all my stuff's coming up and I'm sitting with it. I'm moving through it and it feels really exciting. But the point about all of this is that a lot of people really confuse the energy of like goals and hopes with decisions. And decisions are really important because, unlike hopes and dreams, decisions are actually what create our destiny. They are the choices that we make that are backed by action. And action is very, very important. So, for a lot of people in the entrepreneur landscape, what I see personally, are people who are hoping and dreaming for a successful business, but they're not actually making a decision because there's not an action behind it that has enough skin in the game that actually supports the choice that they're making, right? So it just becomes kind of this like, all right, maybe I'll start a blog. That's free. Maybe I'll try making a graphic. That's easy. Maybe I'll create an Instagram. I don't know, right? But there's no real concrete decision of like, I'm going to invest in a mentor. I'm going to get my LLC. I'm going to open up a business account. I'm going to get my tax ID. I'm going to do these things that are really tangible, big leaps so that I'm making the energy move in this direction. I saw this post from a girl I really love to follow on Instagram. Her name is Krista Williams. She's the creator of a really cool podcast called Almost 30. It was like a big inspiration for me in my life. And she was talking about fate and how like you have to sometimes design your own fate, that you can't always just rely on the universe to bring you fate. You have to create it. And this is a great example of like decisions. It's in our, Tony Robbins always says this, it's in our moments of decision-making that our destiny is shaped. But decision-making isn't something that you do over time. It is something that happens in an instant, in a second, and it's always followed by an immediate action. And so I want you to really think about this in your life, whether it's your fitness goals, your health goals, your money goals, your business goals, your relationship goals. Like, are you actually making decisions and taking action to solidify those decisions? Because unless you take action, your decision is just a hope. It's just a dream. So I've been reflecting on this. I want you to reflect on this too, really look and get honest with yourself. There's been so much moving through my field around entrepreneurship and the vision of where I'm going and what's being created. Like, we have all this new magic coming out for 2024. We made all these decisions when my team flew into town a couple of weeks ago to map out the 2024 year. And I am feeling really pumped, but I know that I have to make some decisions. So I've been walking through this really deep study that I'm going to be releasing this month in my Soul Portal membership as a training. It's called Take Your Power Back. And this is a method that I use. I've used this for quite a while. You'll notice it from the Wild Wealthy Feminine program too. It's like a very core principle of my teachings. And this Take Your Power Back method is rooted in the three steps that we must have to change our reality. Okay. So the first step, if you're here and you want to change your reality, the first step that you have to take is to raise your standards. Okay. This is so important. A lot of people are settling for way less than they really deserve. And you might know that if you're listening to this episode. Raise your standards. If you're listening to this, little homework assignment, get out a pen and paper and write down a list of all of the things that you will no longer tolerate in your life. And you're going to notice, like, what's interesting about this exercise is that we negate a lot of things. So maybe you'll write down, I will no longer tolerate not loving myself. Okay. Like, let's get a little more clear. I will no longer tolerate judging myself, shaming myself, belittling myself, talking negatively to myself. Don't phrase it as a negative, right? Where we say, I will no longer tolerate not loving myself. What is that? Okay. It's the shame. It's the judgment. Get real. Get honest. What will you no longer tolerate? What will you no longer tolerate financially? Maybe it's time to set some non-negotiable energetic minimums. I have a client in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, and I brought her onto the podcast. If you listened, Stephanie was talking about her beautiful journey in our time working together and how she has an energetic minimum for her income, and she's completely raised her standards to say, actually, my energetic minimum now is like no less than whatever. I think it was 6,000 or, well, yeah, I think it was 6,000, but she's been crushing $10,000 months for quite a while now. So it's really cool, right? And to have that energetic minimum to say, this is my non-negotiable price. This is what I'm saying. I will no longer tolerate anything less from the universe. Maybe you have to do that, right? Maybe you will no longer tolerate waking up and checking your phone first thing in the morning, or maybe you will no longer tolerate ignoring the need to prepare food for yourself, right? Or ignoring your hunger cues, or maybe you'll no longer tolerate the need to put yourself last, right? And put everybody else before you, not have boundaries, whatever it may be. What are you no longer tolerating? Was the first thing. The second step that's really helpful in rewriting and making lasting change, right, in your life and your reality is to remove the limiting beliefs. And this is why the Wild Wealthy Feminine program is so important, because if you have this belief system that is preventing you from really energetically investing in your life, you'll know this to be true when you raise your standards, but you have a belief that you're not worthy of them, or that you can't make them happen, or that they're not possible, right? We have to rewire our belief systems and develop 100% certainty that what we want is for us. And this is something that needs to be practiced and needs to be invested in when it comes to your time and your energy and even your financial reality, because we have to learn from people who are doing this. But the limiting energy that we have in our mind's eye is so freaking important to rewire. Your activated, I think people talk about this all the time, right? There's this system in your brain that allows you to only see certain perspectives of things based on how you filter through the world. And the way you filter through the world is your limiting belief. And so what you focus on is what grows. And if you have this system in your brain that's focused on your suffering, focused on why you can't have something, focused on why you're not good enough, you're going to continue to attract more of that. So this is why we can't just raise our standards, but we also have to raise and rewrite the belief systems that we have within our being. So let's work on that. Inside of the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, there are six meditation activations that are for rewiring all of those negative limiting beliefs. And that's why it's just really an incredible body of work. Like, I'm going to keep talking about it because I love it. The final thing that you have to do, right? We have raised our standards. We have, number two, rewired our limiting beliefs. And number three, we have to change our strategy. Now, this is really important, because if you are somebody who has been trying the same thing over and over again, getting no different result, congratulations, that's insanity and that's awful, right? Like, I just want to say, but that's what a lot of us do, right? Like, for example, you commit to the gym, you fall off course. 6 months later, you commit back to the gym. 6 months after that, you're off course again, you commit back to the gym. And we're trying to do the same thing over and over and over again in the same exact way, not really understanding that maybe our body doesn't want us to go to the gym. Maybe we need to do yoga at home. I don't know, right? But the point is, like, a lot of people in their paths of trying to create happiness, trying to create success, trying to achieve in their business, they try the same thing over and over again. They don't change their strategy. And strategies also, if we talk about kind of the energy of this and making decisions for your life, a lot of us are afraid to commit to strategies because we have a limiting belief that says, if I commit to the strategy and I give it my all and it doesn't work, that means that I'm a failure and I'm just awful at life and I suck, right? And if you have that approach, you're not going to be able to fully commit to something because you're going to be afraid of not being enough. And that's going to create a lot of frustration in your field and a lot of resistance to manifesting what it is you want. We have to be able to look at strategy and say, strategy is something to be studied. Okay. It's something to be observed and analyzed and processed. And it's not something to get right the first time. Like, when I look at strategy in my business, my strategy has evolved so much over time. I've changed so many different directions. I've learned so many different things. And I change my strategy over and over and over again. Why? Because I am learning. And I give myself permission to learn over time and to make changes that feel good. So I just share this because strategy is about action, right? We have to take action. This is why mentorship is so important, because there are people who know how to do what you're trying to do, who can get you there in a shorter amount of time. And who knows, maybe you'll learn more than them. Like, I have the honor of working with clients who are now making multiple millions of dollars a year. I have never personally done that. So it's really cool to see that, like, with the study that I've shared with them, they've gone above and beyond and have surpassed the knowledge that I have. And you may have that, right? You may get a mentor, learn from that mentor, and thrive beyond them. But the point is, having somebody who knows a strategy to get where you want to be and investing in the study of that is so important. When I was on my healing journey with plant medicine, I invested in a teacher and a mentor. When I was in the early days of my business, I invested in a mentor and a teacher and a coach. When I was in the early days of studying my coaching methods, I got a mentor, right? It's so, so important. So just don't be afraid to do that for yourself. It's something that we really deserve. But strategy is the last piece, okay? So we have raising our standards, right? What will you no longer tolerate in your life? And I would say part two to that is, like, what are you becoming? Take time to reflect on that as well. And then number two, we have to rewrite those limiting beliefs and start to believe with 100% certainty that what we want is possible. And then finally, number three, we have to change our strategy, change our approach. This is so unbelievably important to our work, to be able to continuously make decisions that involve action and choice that move us closer and closer to the things we want. So allow this message to apply to you today, however you see fit. Are you operating your business with certain rules, limiting beliefs, same thing, that are holding you back from being able to feel free and aligned and open to receiving? Are you showing up in your timeline with a lack of certainty around creating what you want? Are you making conscious decisions and following those decisions with action to move forward towards your goals? These are things to think about. And if you're reflecting on this and you're like, man, I gotta do something differently, that's great. Raise your standards, baby. Raise your standards. Apply, even if it's just one thing from this conversation, apply it to your life today, right now, little by little. Think about it. What's the one thing you're going to apply from this podcast? And this is actually, I'll give this to you as an assignment. Take a screenshot, share on Instagram, tag me, and tell me what is the one thing that you are going to do, the one lesson you are going to apply to your life after today's conversation. For more information on the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, you can go to laurenoflove.com/wild. For more magical details about what's happening behind the scenes, I don't know, what can I say? There's a lot moving through. I'll be diving in with another episode later on. And just a note, little update, that Soul Portal membership that I was talking about, where I give you guys trainings every single month, we are releasing a exclusive members-only podcast called Soul Portal Secrets. And I'm going to be sharing some really deep behind-the-scenes stuff there on the podcast. So if you're somebody who really loves the deep dive personal stuff around my life and around my work, go sign up for that. It's less than $1 a day, and you're going to get some incredible access to some magical stuff in there. And I'm just really excited about it. So, yeah, but anyway, whatever calls you, follow your heart, and I will, of course, see you there. Have a beautiful day, many blessings, and go make some decisions that support your future. I love you, sister. Take care.